சதாசிவசமாரம்பாம் சங்கராச்சாரிய மத்யமாம் அஸ்மதாச்சாரிய பர்யந்தாம் வந்தே குரு பரம்பராம். பூர்ணமத பூர்ணமிதம் பூர்ணாத் பூர்ணமுதச்யதே பூர்ணஸ்ய பூர்ணமாதாய பூர்ணமேவாவசிஷ்யதே. ஓம் சாந்தே சாந்தே சாந்தி. ஸ்ரீ குருப்யோ நமஹ. ஹரி ஓம். பிருகதாரண்யக உபநிஷத் முனிகாண்டம் Chapter 4. So up to the 19th mantra of Swayam Jyoti Brahmanam, Atma Swarupam was said by analyzing Avastha Trayam, the three avasthas, and Atma Swarupam was revealed as Swayam Jyotishtvam, Atma is self-effulgent, Sharira Vilakshanatvam, Atma is different from the body, Karma Rahitatvam, Atma is free from karma, and Kama Rahitatvam, Atma is free from kama, desires. Now in the 20th shloka that we were seeing in the last class yesterday, Yajnavalkya talked about Avidya Karyam, what is the consequence of ignorance, and Vidya Karyam, the consequence of knowledge, or Avidya Phalam and Vidya Phalam. What does Yajnavalkya say? He points out Avidya, ignorance, is the cause of division, which is the cause of samsara and all problems. Whereas Vidya removes divisions, Bedaha, and because of Abheda, moksha or freedom. So Avidya Karyam Bhedaha Samsaraha Cha, and Vidya Karyam Abhedaha Mokshaha Cha. And this Yajnavalkya revealed by taking the dream example, Swapna. In dream also, one person sees divisions because of ignorance, even though in dream there is no divisions at all. Because whatever I see in dream does not exist separate from me, the waker. But because of ignorance, I see different animals, different people and all that. And because of differences, I have raga, dvesha. So we saw in the last sloka, 20th sloka, gnanti iva, jinanti iva, vidravayati iva, as though iva, elephant is chasing me, as though some people are overpowering me. And Brihadaranyaka Upanishad used the word eva to show they are all false and it is not true. Sometimes a person says, as though going to heaven also he sees in the dream. Even that is another type of division only, which is avidya karyam, effect of avidya. Whether it is good or bad division, division is because of ignorance, avidya. The only difference is, if it is unfavorable division, it is avidya sahita papa karyam, and if it is favorable division, it is avidya sahita punya karyam. The basis of both is avidya only. Whereas when a person has got vidya knowledge, there is neither good division nor bad division. There is only sarvatma bhavaha. And that was said in the last line of the 20th mantra that we saw in the last class. Aham eva idam sarvaha asmi iti manyate. When there is knowledge, one knows that I alone am everything, just as the waker knows that all the divisions of dream are nothing but me. In the same way, all these divisions are nothing but me alone. Brahmarpanam brahmahavihi in Bhagavad Gita and Ahamannam Ahamannadaha, Ahag Shloka Krithu, all in Taittiriya, all those things we have seen earlier. So this is Sarvatma Bhavaha, Vidya Karyam, Vidya Phalam. Up to this we saw in the last class. Now we have to see the last portion of the 20th mantra. Saha Asya Paramo Lokaha, last line. Saha means Sarvatma Bhavaha alone is the highest loka, highest goal, highest achievement of a human being. Sarvatma Bhavaha means Sarvam Atma Iti Bhavaha. Everything is Atma. There is no Anatma. It is not enough if we say Sarvam Atma. We should understand that Atma is I. Therefore, Sarvatma Bhava is the knowledge that I am everything. Matto nanyat kinchit atrasti vishwam. Satyam bahyam bhaktum ayopakluptam. Adarshantar basamanasya tulyam. Mayi advaite bhati tasmat shivoham. This Sarvatma Bhava, Abheda Bhava or Advaita Bhava is the highest loka. Here the word loka should not be taken literally. It is not another world which we travel to or anything. But since we are used to Swarga Loka, Brahma Loka and all that, the Upanishad wants to say that moksha is also another loka. Therefore it is called Brahma Loka or Parama Loka in this loka. But loka is only within inverted commas. It is not a place but wisdom that we enjoy. Acharya often quotes this line, Sosyam paramo lokaha, sarvatma bhavaha evam uttamam lakshyam. Now let us continue with the next mantra, mantra 21, 4.3.21. Tadva asyaitat atichandam apahata papmam abhayam rupam tadyayam priyaya striyam samparishvaktaha na bahyam kinchana vedam nantaram evamevayam purushah prajnena atmana samparishvaktah na bahyam kinchana vedam nantaram tadva asya etat aptakamam atmakamam akamam rupam shokantaram. So from the 21st to the 33rd mantra, the Upanishad talks about Sushupti as comparable to moksha itself, as good as moksha. Therefore, in all these, Sushupti is taken as moksha. We should understand it is only example, not that Sushupti itself is moksha. Because if Sushupti itself is moksha, then we don't need Shastra, Guru, Sishya, lectures, none of them. We have to keep sleeping only. We are all experts. No problem to gain moksha at all. Here, Sushupti and moksha are equated because of several similarities. What is the main one? In Sushupti, ignorance is inactive, non-functioning. That is, it does not produce its results. Ajnanam Sushuptau Svakaryam Na Janayati. But ignorance is there in passive form in Sushupti. In case of moksha also, ignorance does not produce its karyam. Avidya Svakaryam Na Janayati. But what is the reason? Because avidya is not there. I hope you are with me. In moksha, avidya is not there. In Sushupti, avidya does not produce its effect because it is passive. In moksha, avidya is not there. In moksha, avidya does not produce its karyam because it is not there. But in both, what is common? Avidya karyam nasti is not there. Sushuptau avidya karyam nasti, mokshe api avidya karyam nasti. And the commentators use an expression in Sushupti, we have got the absence of vyakta avidya hinatva. That's what they say. Active avidya is not there in Sushupti. Vyakta avidya hinatva. Now the question is, what is the karyam of avidya? If avidya becomes active, what does it produce? We say avidya karyam is dvaitam or vedaha or division. And what type of vedaha? Vedaha is jiva, jagat, ishvara, vedaha. So this is the first and immediate avidya karyam. And once division is created, I automatically become a limited individual. The ego is generated, a qualified individual. As a karta, bhokta, pramata, father, mother, individualized self, limited self, a specific individual is created. And there is a world for interaction. Then because of limitation, desires come. And because of desires, actions come. And because of action, results come. Sukha, dukkha, they all come. And because of this, punarjanma comes. And everything starts from what? Bhedaha, division. But in Sushupti, avidya is there, but I don't experience any Veda in Sushupti. Even I don't use the expression I. There is no second, third person, or even the first person, aham, I don't use at that time in Sushupti, in deep sleep. Aham, avam, vayam, tvam, yuvam, yuhyam, no grammar problem also. Therefore, samsara problem is not there. Therefore, for the Advaita Bhavaham, Sarvatma Bhavaham, the best example known to all is sleep, Sushupti. So if you know how it will be, for freedom from raga dvesha, Sushupti is the example. For fearlessness, Sushupti is the example. For ananda, Sushupti is example. For kala atitattvam, desha atitattvam, Sushupti is the example. Therefore, Upanishad takes a sleeper as Brahman himself. So prajnaha, Sushupta purushaha, Brahmaiva. Therefore, now on, description will be Sushupta Purusham identical with Brahman. Now let us see the mantra. Tadva asya yetad adichanda rupam. The nature of a sleeper, a person in sleep, is adichanda. Is freedom from all desires. Sarva kama rahityam. Sarva kama abhavaha. Prajahadi yada kaman sarvan partha manogatan, Krishna said. So the nature of the self in Sushupti is freedom from all desires. So here, adichanda is a Vedic usage. Correct usage should be adichandam rupa. Chandaha means kamaha, and therefore adichanda means one who is beyond desires. Chandan kaman atitya vartate iti adichanda. Adjective to rupam, swarupam. That is one's nature. That means what? The desires that we have in Jagrat, Swapna, is not our true nature. Desiring nature is incidental. Non-desiring nature is innate. Adichandam rupam. And apahata papma, you should be split as apahata papma plus abhayam. Freedom from all papams and sins. In Sushupti, the self is free from all papams, papma. Apahatani papmani yasmate tadrupam apahata papma. Hence Acharya very carefully he adds, in this context, papam includes punyam also. Because in Vedanta, punyam is also taken as golden bondage only. Therefore, apahata papma, punya papa atitaha, tatam vidwan punya pape viduya. Niranjanaha paramam sthanam upaiti punya papa atitaha. And it is abhayam rupam, of the nature of fearlessness. Because fear comes because of what? The Upanishad itself said before, dvaitadhi bhayam bhavati. Because of fear is because of duality. Either real duality or imaginary duality. Suppose I am in a room alone and there is no second person. I need not be afraid at all. But sometimes I'm afraid to be alone because of the imaginary duality. If no duality is in sleep, there is no fear. So totally, it is abhayam. So here Shankaracharya takes in a nice way, abhayam as freedom from avidya. Adichandam as freedom from kama. Apakata papma is freedom from karma. Avidya, kama, karma, abhavaha. So these three always go in group. Avidya, kama and karma. They always go in one group. First avidya leads to kama. Kama then to karma. Then karma to samsara. In other words, three generations. They alone put all of us into trouble. Avidya, kama and karma. Here rupam means swarupam. Here atmanaha swarupam in sushupti. That swarupam, atma swarupam. The insushupti is avidya, kama, karma, abhavaha. Then the Upanishad gives a reason. Why this jiva does not recognize anyone, including oneself? Because a doubt may come. In sushupti, I don't see duality because duality is resolved. Then why can't I recognize myself in sushupti? I don't recognize the world because world is not there. But I am very much there in Sushupti. And I am very much a conscious being. And I am Chaitanya Swarupam. And why don't I recognize myself in Sushupti as an existent being? So, na bahyam veda nantaram. During Sushupti, I do not know the object and subject. Why does this happen? For this, the Upanishad gives the reason. It says, Jivatma, the individual, is merged into Paramatma, the total, Samashti, in sleep. So, Vyashti, individual, merges into Samashti. Vishwa, Taijasa are resolved into Prajna and Ishvara. I am using all these terms. I expect all people to be familiar with these terms, because otherwise, please go for a refresher in Tattva Bodha. Since individuality is forgotten, resolved, one doesn't claim, I am sleeping. The Upanishad puts in a peculiar language. Jivatma has embraced Paramatma in Sushupti. And because of the embrace, Jiva is so thrilled that Jiva forgets itself also. And for this, the Upanishad gives an example. Priyaya Striya Samparishvaktaha Purushaha. Priyaya Striya means a dear wife, a loving wife. Samparishvaktaha, she embraced. Suppose a person is embraced by his dear wife. Perhaps she was not home for a long time. She had gone for maybe daughter's delivery, which is very common in our Indian families, to some other place, and the husband cannot go because he had a lot of work and all that. So he missed her. So sometimes he enjoys perhaps being away from wife also. So if a Priya Stri who was away, then they embrace each other when they get back, he forgets both himself and the wife. There is total forgetfulness at that time of Ananda. So a person who is hugged by his wife, na Veda, does not know Bahyam, anything outside. Na Antaram, not know anything inside also. That is subject-object division collapses at that time. In any Ananda, subject-object division collapses. It is not that he is Jadam or unconscious. He is Chetana alone. He is conscious being alone. At the time of oneness, there is no question of object and subject as subject and object. Therefore, Advaita Bhavaha, Sarvatma Bhavaha, Abheda Bhavaha. And this is the example. Now, Evam Evam, I am Purushaha. This is the case of a sleeping Jiva also, because he has missed his dearest person's spouse, closest person. Who is that? The Lord. We miss Lord during Jagradavastha, during Swapnavastha. Throughout Jagrat and Swapnavastha, we have been wandering like a bird. And during Sushupti, we get an opportunity to mix with the Lord. That is one's own original nature. Here, I am Purushaha means Vishwa Taijasa Purushaha. Purushaha in the form of Vishwa and Taijasa embraces, or is embraced by Prajna Purushaha, whichever way we want to take it. So Karana Tattva embraces Karyam. Karanam swallows the Karyam, we can say. So Prajna is taken as Ishvara in keeping with Mandukya Upanishad. We have already seen the definition. Esha Sarveshwaraha, Esha Sarvajnaha, Eshontaryami, Esha Yonihi, Sarvasyam, Prabhavapyayauhi, Bhutanam. So Prajnena, Ishvarena, Paramatmana, Samparishvaktaha, he is embraced. And therefore, na bahyam kinchana veda, he does not know anything outside. Na antaram, nor inside also. And therefore, this is tadva asya etat aptakamam. In the Upanishad uses the word aptakamam. In this state, he has fulfilled all his desires. Aptaha kamaha asya. It is sarva kama avapti avastha. All desires are fulfilled. How do we know he attained all these desires? It is because he is so happy. He does not say that I don't have a car, I don't have a house, none of those things. Only after getting up, he will start saying all these. During sleep, he does not complain about anything, indicating that. Soho shnute sarvan kama ansaha. Taittiriyam again. Immediately, he is all ananda. Why he is apta kamaha? Because the Upanishad says, Atmakamam, because all the desired objects are non-different from him during sleep. During Jagradavastha and Swapnavastha, desired objects are anatma. Therefore, I have to work to get them. But in sleep, all things are merged with Atma. Therefore, no desire stands apart from me. spatially or time wise. So no struggle to attain anything because aham sarvaha asmi, I am everything. When? During sleep. Therefore atma kamatvat eva apta kamaha. And since I have attained all desires, because all desires are not different from me, therefore I am akamam, free from all desires. The logical stages we must follow. I am free from all desires because I have fulfilled all desires. And so all desirable objects are non-different from me. This is also another favorite expression of Acharya, quotes very often. And what is the definition of a jnani? Apta kamaha, atma kamaha, akamaha. Apta kamaha, atma kamaha, akamaha. Therefore only, so shrokantaram, shrokantaram means apta kamaha, etc. are positive benefits. Now he puts the whole thing negatively also. So shrokantaram means shoka rahitam, free from all sorrows. During sleep, one is free from all sorrows. Is why? Because everyone loves to sleep. Vidyaranya, Swami Vidyaranya says that nobody hates sleep. How do we prove it? When the sleeping time comes, the amount of attention we pay for preparation is so evident about the interest he takes to sleep. He puts a nice pillow, a nice sheet, bed, comforters, all those things. Fan, whatever you can think of, air conditioner, heater. If sleep is sorrow, nobody will do that. Not only that, everyone will complain also that he has to sleep today. Whereas everybody complains again to wake up and go to work next day. Therefore, everybody struggles to wake up. Everybody enjoys going to sleep, indicating dukkha nivrittihi. So, shoka varjitam sukaha praptihi api vartate dukkha nivrittihi api vartate sushupta purushasya. So this is the rupam, this is the swarupam of a sushupta purushaha, a sleeping person. So all these mantras are beautiful mantras. Even the first line is very important line. Adichandam apahata papmam abhayam rupam. All used to define atmam and to define yajnani. Even though here it is the definition of sushupta purusha, Shankaracharya uses this to define yajnani, moksha, atma and all those things. Mantra 22. Atra pita pita bhavati, mata matam, loka alokam, deva adevaha, veda avedaha, atra steno steno bhavati, brunaha brunahaham, chandalo chandalaham, polkaso polkasaham, shramano shramanaham, tapaso tapasaham, ananvagatam punyenam, ananvagatam papenam tirno hitada sarvan sokan sokan hridayasya bhavatim shokan shokat hridayasya bhavati. This is another very very important mantra, very often quoted by Shankaracharya. In sushupti, individuality, ego, ahankara, they are all not there. It is not active. Not there means it's not active. Because avidya is not active in sushupti. So moola vidya alone is there, the base in ignorance. So sthula vidya is not there, karana vidya is there, karya vidya is not there. So avyakta vidya is there, vyakta vidya is not there. Therefore no individuality. All the qualifications, designations, etc. that we have belong to what? Belong to individuality. Since the individuality is resolved in sleep, all designations are absent. And therefore, Yajnavalkya says, Atra. Atra means Sushupti or Moksha Avasthayam, because Sushupti is taken as an example for Moksha. So we can quote this for both. So Atra, Sushupti Avasthayam, Moksha Avastha Drishtanta Bhutayam, Sushupti Avasthayam, Pita Apita Bhavati. Pita Apita Bhavati, we should read it as Pita Apita Bhavati. Father is not a father, because he does not say, I am a father in sleep. That is why he does not have the worry attached to a father. All those worries are there in Jagrat Avastha and Swapna Avastha only. In Sushupti, father has no worry. What about mother? Mata Amata Bhavati. Mother is no more mother. worried about running family, children and all, none of those. Lokaha, alokaha bhavanti. We have to add the verb everywhere, bhavati, bhavanti. So all lokas becomes alokas. No more worlds are there, bhuloka, bhuvarloka, suvarloka, all the 14 lokas have become atma. There is only one atma, therefore all also there is no lokas. And therefore, there are no more worries. All desires to go to various lokas. I want to go to Swarga, I want to Brahmaloka, that loka, all is gone. And Devaha, Adevaha Bhavati. There are no more gods, asuras, manushyas, none of them. Vedaha, Avedaha Bhavati. Even Vedas are not there because Vedas are valid only in duality. Why? Because Vedas are pramanam and pramanams can function only when there is a pramata, prameyam, duality. That is, Vedas are meant to reveal sadhyam and sadhanam, the means and the ends. In Advaitam, there is no means nor end. So, sadhya, sadhana, pratibhadaka vedaham api avedaha bhavanti. Sadhya, sadhanatmakam, dvaita abhavat. Then stenaha astenaha bhavati. A thief is no more a thief in sleep. Then brunaha abrunaha bhavati. Brunaha means a brahmanahanta, one who kills a brahmin or a cultured person, a dharmic person, a gunabrahmana. Killing such a person is considered one of the pancha mahapapams. During sleep, he does not have that papam also. Abrunaha bhavati. Then chandalaha, achandalaha bhavati. Born to a shudra father and a brahmin mother is called a chandala. So other people may take a chandala as a lower or inferior person, might face various problems also in society. They may be untouchable and all kinds of things. All these problems are there in Jagradavastha and Supnavastha only. Therefore, where do you see all these distinctions? Yatra Vedaha Vartate, Yatra Dvaitam Bhavati, Tatraiva. Only wherever you see Veda, wherever you see Dvaitam, only you see all these problems. Sushaptav Brahmanaha Api Nasti, Sriyaha Api Nasti, Chandalaha Api Nasti, Chandalaha Api Achandalaha. Then Paulkasaha, Aulpasaha, Apaulkasaha Bhavati. It's another mixed caste. Paulkasaha means son, a person, son born to a Shudra father and a Kshatriya mother. He becomes Apaulkasaha. Then Shramanaha, Ashramanaha Bhavati. Shramanaha means a monk, a sannyasi, yeti. Parishramam karoti, mokshaha praptaye iti Shramanaha. So idricha labasantushtaha, dvantvati. So all these things we have already seen in Gita also. So even the word yeti, yeti he is derived from the root yat. Yatate prayatnam karoti iti etihi. Therefore, it is to put forth the effort to gain things. Therefore, he is called Shramanaha. Later only, this word was predominantly used in the case of Jain monks. And that is why the word came in Tamil also as Shamanarkal. Actually, Shamanarkal people, Tamil people will know what it is. So, Jains. But any monk is called Shramanaha. A monk only in Jagradavastha. When he sleeps, others may say he is sannyasi. But as far as he is concerned, there is no sannyasa avastha. Then, tapataham atapataha pavati. One who is in vanaprastha ashrama, it is tapapradhana, that ashrama, tapashraddeyahim upavasanti aranye, shanta vidvamsaham baikshacharyam charantaha, surya dvarena, te virajaha prayanti yatra amrutasya purushohim avyayatma. Therefore, vanaprasthashrama is tapapradhana, sannyasashrama is jnanapradhana, and grihasthashrama is karmapradhana, and brahmacharyashrama is adhyayana pradhana, study. So, tapasaha atapasaha bhavati, and ananvagatam punyena ananvagatam papena. Why a person is of different characters during Jagradavastha? They are different due to their punyam and papam. Different types of janmas, brahmana, kshatriya, all those things, rich, poor, healthy, sick person, human, animal, all Vedas are caused by what? Punya papa only. It is not because of God's will.
People ask why there is inequality in the world. World will have inequality because there is punya papa varieties. Nobody can bring equality because at anatma level, equality does not exist. They say all people are equal, but some people are more equal than others. Physical equality, mental equality are non-existent. Intellectual equality is not there. Why these inequalities? It is because of punya papa sambandha. In Sushupti, there is equality. Mother is not mother, father is not father, everybody is one, as already stated above. So why ananvagatam punyena? Because he is not associated with punyam or papam. Because he is, this is in Sushupti. So punya papa sambandha rahitaha sushupta. And therefore, sleeper is beyond punyam and papa. That is one is mukta purushaha, beyond punya papa. This is also often quoted. Ananvagatam means not related to, not endowed with, not connected to any. So, tirnohi tada sarvan shokan hridayasya bhavati. He has crossed, tirnohi means he has crossed over all the sorrows belonging to his heart. Hridayasya shokan tirnaha. He has transcended. He has gone beyond all sorrows and pleasures, sukham, dukham. The Upanishad indicates that all sorrows belong to Hridayam, meaning the Antakaranam, inner equipment. All the sorrows belong to the mind, not to the Atma. That is why when the mind is active, sorrows are there. When the mind is passive in Sushupti, sorrow is not there. That is why sorrow or pleasure is felt in Jagrat and Swapnavastha when mind is active. And the same are not felt in Sushupti when the mind is in dormant or inactive state. Mantra 23. Yadvaitanna pasyati pasyanvaitanna pasyati nahi drashtuhum drashte viparilopaham vidyate vinashitvat natu tat dvitiyam asti tatonyat vibhaktam yat pasyet. Another important mantras, all other important mantras. For that, we have to go back to the 21st mantra. This, we are in 23rd mantra, but this has reference to the 21st mantra, in which the Upanishad says that a sleeper does not know anything. Na bahyam kinchana veda, na antaram. We already read that line in 21st mantra. So, yatas striya parishvaktaha, embraced by his wife, does not know anything. Same way, jivatma, embraced by paramatma, does not know neither about himself nor about others. He has neither atmajnanam nor anatmajnanam. That means what the teacher says, that during sleep, there is no jnanam at all, which is as though saying there is no chaitanyam in sleep. We should be now, from now on, it's a little tricky discussion. We should be with us, to us. So he says, the teacher says that during sleep, there is no jnanam at all, which is as though saying, when they say there is no jnanam, it is as though saying there is no chaitanyam in sleep. But we already said before, atma is swayam jyotihi. It has got its own chaitanyam. I think somebody asked a question close to this in the last class. I reserved the answer for now because at that time Karanavastha only indicated, but how it is happening here is coming now. So we already said before, Atma is Swayam Jyotihi. It has got its own Chaitanyam. It is always there. Therefore, there may be a contradiction between self-effulgence of Atma and ignorance in deep sleep state. During sleep, at least Atma should know itself because it is self-effulgent. It has its own Chaitanyam, consciousness. And why can't Atma be self-conscious during sleep? How to account for the absence of knowledge in sleep? And for that possible doubt, this mantra gives the answer in a peculiar way. To understand this answer, we have to know our prakriya. The basic principle we have to remember, which we have discussed on very early. We have said that Atma is self-effulgent consciousness called Sakshi Chaitanya. In presence of Atma alone, mind gets illumined because of formation of what? Chidabhasa in mind. Therefore, we say Atma is the illuminator or seer and mind is illumined or seen. Okay. Even though we use the expression Atma is the illuminator or seer, we don't intend any action for Atma. No will or change on the part of Atma. Atma illumines the mind without will, without action, a design, a desire, without any change. Then what is the actual meaning of the illuminator? The meaning is, in the presence of Atma, mind gets Chidabhasa, and when the Chidabhasa is formed, mind becomes live, conscious, awareful. Therefore, Atma is called Nirvikara Drashta, the changeless seer. And since the illumination of the mind is not an action on the part of Atma, illumination is not a kriya, not an action or process on the part of Atma. Illumination is nitya. The reason is any action is temporary. Ya kriya bhavati sa anitya bhavati. Kasmat janyatva, because it's born. Any action or process is impermanent because it is born. In the case of Atma, illumination is not a process, not an action, because it is the very swarupam, very nature of Atma. Therefore, the drishti of Atma is nitya drishtihi. Vision, illumination of Atma is nitya drishtihi. Why? Ajanyatvat. So we have to remember these two words. Atma is nirvikara drashta and Atma has got nitya drishtihi. Atma is nirvikara drashta, no change, no action, and it has nitya drishtihi, ever the illuminator. This changeless illuminator, through permanent illumination, illumines what? The mind. How? By forming the Chidabhasa. Therefore, we say that Atma sees the mind permanently. This is the first part of our discussion. It is a Nitya Drashta, Nitya Drishti, Nirvikara Drashta. So, Atma sees the mind permanently. This is the first part. Now we have to go to the second part. We said that Atma forms the Chidabhasa, a reflection in the mind, while illumining the mind. Therefore, Chidabhasa itself is only an inferior or lower expression or avatara of Atma itself. It is Vyavaharika expression or an empirical expression. So what is the original Atma? It is the seer of the mind, which is Chit. That is the original nature of Atma. Chidabhasa is empirical expression of Atma. Mamaiva amshaha jivaloke jivaputaha sanatanaha. Now what happens? These are all Gita expressions. So this Chidabhasa, empirical self, lower expression of Atma, becomes empirical relative illuminator, Vyavaharika Drashta. This Chidabhasa, the empirical self, the lower expression of Atma, that becomes a relative illuminator, Vyavaharika Drashta. Of what? Chidabhasa is not the seer of the mind, but Chidabhasa is the seer of what? The external world. Atma or Chit is the seer of the mind. Chidabhasa is not the seer of the mind, it is the seer of the external world. And Chidabhasa itself is what? It is Atma's lower expression. And therefore we can say, Atma as Chidabhasa is the seer of the world also. Atma in the form of Chidabhasa is the seer of the world. So what do we say? Atma has got two statuses. Atma is directly the seer of the mind. Then Atma as Chidabhasa is indirectly the seer of the world also. But when Chidabhasa becomes the seer of world, there are certain peculiarities. I hope you are closely with me. When Chidabhasa becomes a seer of the world, there are certain peculiarities. What are those? When Atma sees the mind, Atma does not undergo any change. And seeing is not an action. And seeing is permanent. So 3 points we have to remember. No change. Seeing is not an action. Seeing is permanent. But when Chidabhasa becomes the seer, it is different in all respects. Namely, Chidabhasa is a seer through change. Because Chidabhasa is in the mind. And whenever the mind plus Chidabhasa illumines or sees the world, what are there? Vritti vikaras, thought modifications are there. Mind modifications, Chidabhasa modifications are bound to be there. As you hear me speak, your mind undergoes the change. Therefore, Chidabhasa or the mind, or you say both, illumines the world through change. Therefore, Chidabhasa is what? Savikara drashta. Whereas Chit or the Atma is Nirvikara drashta. And not only that, this illumination or perception is a process or kriya. Chidabhasa's change like that, Savikara drashta. It is that illumination is a process, it's a kriya, it's an action. And any action has got a beginning and an end. When that begins, this action, when the class starts at 8:30 p.m. on Tuesdays and Wednesdays, and when the perception ends at 9:30 p.m. when the lecture is over. So when vrittis are formed, perception begins. When vrittis subside, perception ends. Therefore, Chidabhasa is Savikara Drashta. And its drishti, is it nityam or anityam? Chidabhasa's drishti is anitya drishti. And therefore it is impermanent. It is a kriya. Therefore it is impermanent. That is why we find that Chidabhasa perceives the world during Jagrat and Swapnavastha. Chidabhasa does not perceive the world in Sushupti. Why? Because perception is a process subject to beginning and the end. Therefore, what is the second part now? Chidabhasa is Savikara Drashta with Anitya Drashti. Whereas Atma is what? Atma is Nirvikara Drashta with Nitya Drashti. And when you say that Atma is Nirvikara Drashta with Nitya Drashti, what is the object of Drashti? It is the mind. But when you say Chidabhasa is Savikara Drashta with Anitya Drashti, the object is not the mind, but the external world. So actually we have seen all these points before also. Drashter drashta, that expression is familiar to us. We have to refer to mantras actually in third chapter, actually section 4, number 10. Third section, in the same section again, number 2. And in third chapter, section 7, 23. Third chapter, 8th section again, mantra 11. We have seen this concept in many places. So here we are presenting it in a slightly different manner only. What is that? In place of Chidabhasa, we use the expression Atma itself. And why do you say Chidabhasa is Atma? That also we have already said. Because Chidabhasa is, after all, the inferior empirical expression, avatar of Atma. An avatara only. So it is compared to the para prakriti and apara prakriti. These terms are also, we should be familiar. Thus, Atma in its superior form is Nirvikara Drashta with Nitya Drashti. Atma in its inferior form, Chidabhasa, is Savikara Drashta with Anitya Drashti. So Atma has got two drishtis. One is Nitya Drashti in its higher form and Anitya Drashti in its lower form. Therefore, Atma has got Drishti Dvayam, two. It has got two perceptions, Nitya Drashti, Anitya Drashti, cha. So Nitya in its higher form, Anitya in its lower form. During Jagrat Avastha, which drishti of Atma is active? Both are active in Jagrat Avastha. Nirvikara Drashta, through its Nitya Drashti, is illumining the mind in Jagrat Avastha. So the mind is ever alive. Therefore, the mental condition, even now, is illumined by the higher Drashti of Atma. And in addition to this, Atma is in its inferior Chidabhasa form. It illumines my words also, as you hear my words. So Bahya Shabda also, it is illumining in Jagrat Avastha. So both drishtis are active. It illumines the mind and it illumines the words through Chidabhasa Rupa. You are able to hear my words, understand my words. But during sleep, which drishti of Atma is functioning? Don't say no drishti is functioning. Because we have said Atma's drishti is Nitya drishti. And you cannot say both are functioning, because if both are functioning means what? You will be seeing the world. You cannot sleep all the time. Therefore, we say during Sushupti, one drishti alone functions. And the second drishti does not function. And which is drishti functions? Nitya drishti functions and not anitya drishti. Nitya drishti of whom? The higher nature of Atma, the nirvikara drashta functions. The anitya drishti of the inferior form or savikara drashta does not function in sleep. Why? Because mind is not capable of entertaining vrittis during sleep. And why? Mind is passive. It is resting in sleep. Not only that, even sense organs are folded, incapable of generating vrittis. Even vasanas are folded in sleep. Therefore, mind is not functioning. Chidabhasa's process of perception is suspended. Therefore, during sleep, Atma's higher drishti functions. Lower drishti does not function. So now to answer this contradiction that we raised earlier, in the 21st mantra, it was said, a sleeper does not know anything, just a man is embraced by his wife. That example was given. Sleeper does not know anything, that refers to what? Absence of anitya drishti. So 21st shloka talks about the absence of anitya drishti of Atma. But really speaking, even at that time, nitya drishti, Atma continues. It illumines what? The sleeping mind, the relaxed mind. How do we know that? Praga swapsamiti prabodha samaye yapratyabhijnayate. Seems familiar in Dakshinamurti Stotra. Tasmai Sri Gurumurtaye namayidam. Sri Dakshinamurtaye. Prag aswapsamiti prabodha samaye yaha pratyabhijnayate. Even that condition of mind is illumined by the Sakshi, and that is why we are able to talk about sleep once we wake up. I had a good sleep, sound sleep. That is what is said in this mantra. Now let us see the mantra now. Tad na vaipashyati. That should be, that section should be in quotation. This is the objection of the Purvapakshi. Tat means tatra. Tatra means sushupti avasthayam. Then we supply the subject. Atma na vai pashyati, naiva pashyati. Atma does not see anything. When? During Sushupti. Referring to what? The 21st. Na bahyam veda na antaram. Iti yet, such a statement which was given before and asked by the Purvapakshi, that statement, we add another word here, tat na. That is not fully correct. What is not fully correct? Correct? During sleep, Atma does not see anything. That statement is not correct. So, yadvai tanna pashyati is the Purvapakshi's question. Then, tanna, we supply the Siddhanta. That is the answer. During sleep, Atma is not seeing, is not fully correct statement. Atma is not staying, seeing. That statement is not a fully correct statement. Then, what is correct? Pashyanvai tat. Tat means tatra. Na pashyati. In fact, in Sushupti, seeing Atma does not see. Seeing Atma, the Atma that is supposed to be seen, the seeing Atma does not see. It is like somebody standing in front of me, I am seeing him, but I don't see him. Right? It doesn't register. In fact, in Sushupti, the seeing Atma does not see. How to understand this statement then? Seeing equal to Atma continues to see the mind as the changeless perceiver with permanent perception, nirvikara drashta atma, nitya drishtiya, manaha pashyanya. Sees, seeing the mind with nitya drishti. But at the same time, in its lower chidabhasa form, savikara drashtru rupena, bahya prapancham na pashyati, does not see the world. ಸೊ ನಿರ್ವಿಕಾರ ದೃಷ್ಟಿ ರೂಪೇಣ ನಿತ್ಯ ದೃಷ್ಟಿಯ ಮನಃ ಪಶ್ಯನ್ನಪಿ ಸವಿಕಾರ ದೃಷ್ಟಿ ರೂಪೇಣ ಅನಿತ್ಯ ದೃಷ್ಟಿಯ ಪ್ರಪಂಚಂ ನ ಪಶ್ಯತಿ ರಿಮೈನಿಂಗ್ ಆಸ್ ಚೇಂಜ್ಲೆಸ್ ಪರ್ಸೀವರ್ ಈವನ್ ವೆನ್ ದಿ ಆತ್ಮ ಸೀಸ್ ದ ಮೈಂಡ್ ಥ್ರೂ ಪರ್ಮನೆಂಟ್ ಪರ್ಸೆಪ್ಷನ್ ಆತ್ಮ ಡಸ್ ನಾಟ್ ಸೀ ದ ವರ್ಲ್ಡ್ ರಿಮೈನಿಂಗ್ ಆಸ್ ಚೇಂಜಿಂಗ್ ಪರ್ಸೀವರ್ ಥ್ರೂ ಇಂಪರ್ಮನೆಂಟ್ ದೃಷ್ಟಿ ಸವಿಕಾರ ದೃಷ್ಟಿ ಚಿದಾಭಾಸ ದೃಷ್ಟಿ ಲೋಯರ್ ಫಾರ್ಮ್ ದೃಷ್ಟಿ ದೇರ್ಫೋರ್ ನಿತ್ಯ ದೃಷ್ಟಿಯ ಪಶ್ಯನ್ ಅನಿತ್ಯ ದೃಷ್ಟಿಯ ನ ಪಶ್ಯತಿ ದೆನ್ ವೈ ಡು ವಿ ಸೇ ಸೋ ದ್ರಷ್ಟುಃ ದ್ರಷ್ಟೇಹೆ ವಿಪರಿಲೋಪಃ ನಾಸ್ತಿ ದ್ರಷ್ಟುಃ ಮೀನ್ಸ್ ನಿರ್ವಿಕಾರ ದ್ರಷ್ಟುಃ ಆತ್ಮನಃ ಫಾರ್ ದ ಒರಿಜಿನಲ್ ಪರ್ಸೀವರ್ ದಿ ಹೈಯರ್ ಸೆಲ್ಫ್ ವಿಪರಿಲೋಪಃ ದಿ ಲಾಸ್ ಆಫ್ ದೃಷ್ಟಿ ದಿ ಪರ್ಮನೆಂಟ್ ಪರ್ಸೆಪ್ಷನ್ ಪರ್ಮನೆಂಟ್ ಇಲ್ಯುಮಿನೇಷನ್ ದೇ ಡಸ್ ನಾಟ್ ಟೇಕ್ ಪ್ಲೇಸ್ ಸೊ ದಿ ಒರಿಜಿನಲ್ ಪರ್ಸೆಪ್ಷನ್ ದಿ ಒರಿಜಿನಲ್ ಅವೇರ್ನೆಸ್ ಆಫ್ ದಿ ಒರಿಜಿನಲ್ ಸೆಲ್ಫ್ ಈಸ್ ನೆವರ್ ಲಾಸ್ಟ್ ಬಟ್ ದ ಟೆಂಪರರಿ ಪರ್ಸೆಪ್ಷನ್ ಆಫ್ ಚಿದಾಭಾಸ ಈಸ್ ಸಬ್ಜೆಕ್ಟ್ ಟು ಲಾಸ್ ಪರ್ಮನೆಂಟ್ ಪರ್ಸೆಪ್ಷನ್ ಆಫ್ ದಿ ಚಿತ್ ನೆವರ್ ಈಸ್ ಸಬ್ಜೆಕ್ಟ್ ಟು ಲಾಸ್ ದಟ್ ಈಸ್ ವೈ ದ ವರ್ಲ್ಡ್ ಕ್ಯಾನ್ ಬಿ ಸಮಟೈಮ್ಸ್ ಪರ್ಸೀವ್ಡ್ ಸಮಟೈಮ್ಸ್ ಇಟ್ ಕ್ಯಾನ್ ಬಿ ಬ್ಲ್ಯಾಕ್ಡ್ ಔಟ್ ದ ಬ್ಲ್ಯಾಕ್ ಔಟ್ ಈಸ್ ಪಾಸಿಬಲ್ ಡ್ಯೂ ಟು ಚಿದಾಭಾಸಾಸ್ ಪರ್ಸೆಪ್ಷನ್ which is subject to blinking. Like for example, electric power blinks. But one thing is, whether the world is blacked out or not, mind is never blacked out. Atma illumines the mind, whether it is a perceiving mind or non-perceiving mind. Whether it is a dark mind or a bright mind. So, drashtuhu, drashtehe, nirvikara drashtuhu, nitya drashtehe, ವಿಪರಿಲೋಪಃ ನಾಶಃ ನಾಸ್ತಿ ವಿದ್ಯತೆ ವೈ ಅವಿನಾಶಿತ್ವಾತ್ ಬಿಕಾಸ್ ದ ಚೈತನ್ಯಂ ಆಫ್ ಆತ್ಮ ಈಸ್ ಪರ್ಮನೆಂಟ್ ಎ ಮೋಸ್ಟ್ ಇಂಪಾರ್ಟೆಂಟ್ ಲೈನ್ ದಟ್ ಆಚಾರ್ಯ ಯೂಸಸ್ ಟು ರೆಫ್ಯೂಟ್ ಕ್ಷಣಿಕ ವಿಜ್ಞಾನವಾದ ಇಫ್ ಯು ರಿಮೆಂಬರ್ ದ ಬುದ್ಧಿಸ್ ಕ್ಷಣಿಕ ವಿಜ್ಞಾನವಾದ ಕ್ಷಣಿಕ ವಿಜ್ಞಾನ ಮೀನ್ಸ್ ವಾಟ್ ಫ್ಲೋಯಿಂಗ್ ಕಾನ್ಷಿಯಸ್ನೆಸ್ ಮೊಮೆಂಟರಿ ಕಾನ್ಷಿಯಸ್ನೆಸ್ ಬಿಕಾಸ್ ಕ್ಷಣಿಕ ವಿಜ್ಞಾನವಾದಿ ಈಸ್ ವೆರಿ ಕ್ಲೋಸ್ ಟು ಅದ್ವೈತಂ ವಿ ಆಲ್ರೆಡಿ ಸೆಟ್ He also says world is unreal like the Vedantin. He also says consciousness only is real like us Vedantins. Vigneyam mithya, vijnanam satyam. Buddhists are, and Advaitins, they say the same thing. Then that's the difference between us. Buddhist says kshanika vijnanam satyam, whereas we say nitya vijnanam satyam. To say that, Shankaracharya gives various reasons, which we have seen many times. In addition to all the reasoning, the most important one, Shruti quotation against Kshanika Vijnanavadi is, Nahi drashtuhu drashtehe viparilopo vidyate avinashitvat, in this mantra. Okay. Now in Sushupti, why does the secondary perception, the Anitya Drishti, not function? Why the temporary perception is absent in sleep? The Upanishad gives the reason that temporary perception depends upon the triputi, the three factors. There should be the knower, the known, and the instrument. Knower, the mind. For Chidabhasa to gain any knowledge, we need the knower, the subject, mind, the object and instrument. The sense organs, instruments are the sense organs of the light. So, the permanent drishti of Atma is not dependent on Triputi. In Sushupti, the temporary perception of Anitya drishti does not take place because Triputi, that is a knower, known and instrument, is not there. Then that is what's said here. Natu asti. The following does not exist. What are that? Tatim, Dithiyam and Anyat Vibhaktam. Tat Dithiyam means Pramata, Antakaranam, mind. Anyat means pramanam, vibhaktam. Vibhaktam and prameya. Nasti. So all the three are absent. Mind is resolved. Therefore pramata is not there. Sense organs are resolved. Therefore pramanam is not there. When both are not there, prameya prapancha, the world is also not there. Yat pashyet. If they were there, Atma would have had the secondary perception. The anitya drishti would have taken place. Then when will it come back? Once he wakes up, the pramata, pramana and prameya, all the three starts functioning and he sees everything in Jagrat Avastha. So in sleep, there is no Anitya Drishtihi, but Nitya Drishtihi is there. In this mantra, Pashyati, Pashyati means the seeing action was taken, but the Upanishad extends this to smelling action, hearing action, all of them are resolved. Only Nitya Drishti continues in sleep. So the mantras from 24 to 30, they are all same idea. We can just read the mantras and then this meaning, summary meaning is already given. Yadvaitanna jigratim, jigranvaitanna jigratim, nahi gratur gratehem, viparilopo vidyatem, avinashitvat, natu tadvitiyamastim, tatonyad vibhaktam, yad jigret, yadvaitanna rasayatem, rasayanvai tanna rasayatem, nahi rasayitu rasayitehem, viparilopo vidyatem, avinashitvat, natu tadvitiyamastim, tatonyad vibhaktam, yad rasayetem, yadvaitanna vadatim, vadan, vadan vaitanna vadatim, nahi vaktur vaktehem, viparilopo vidyatem, avinashitvat, natu tadvitiyamastim, tatonyad vibhaktam, yadvatetem, yadvatetem, yadvaitanna shrunotim, shrinvan vaitanna shrunotim, nahi shrotu shrutehem, viparilopo vidyatem, avinashitvat, natu tadvitiyamastim, tatonyad vibhaktam, yashrunuyatem, yadvaitanna manutem, manvano vaitanna manutem, nahi manturmatehem, viparilopo vidyatem, avinashitvat, natu tadvitiyamastim, tatonyad vibhaktam, yanmanvitam, yadvaitanna sprishatim, sushanvaitanna sprishatim, nahi sprashtuhu sprashtehem, viparilopo vidyatem, avinashitvat, natu tadvitiyamastim, tatonyad vibhaktam, yad prishetem, yadvaitanna vijanatim, vijananvai tanna vijanati, nahi vijnatur vijnatehem, viparilopo vidyatem, avinashitvat, natu tadvitiyamastim, tatonyad vibhaktam, yad vijaniyat. So all these mantras from 24 to 30 should be understood exactly the way we described mantra 23, which is the model verse. The words are very similar in all the mantras. So Pashyan api na pashyati, vadan api na vadati, manvanaha api na manute. We find two types of perceptions are mentioned, Jnanendriya perception and Antakarana perception. All of them are included. So the aim of all the mantras is what? The Atma Chaitanyam is Nityam, which is unique in Advaita. In Nyaya and Vaisheshika philosophies, Atma is material and consciousness comes in the Atma as property and go away from the Atma. Thus, Atma is a Dravyam in those philosophies, Nyaya Vaisheshika. When it comes to Buddhism, they accept Atma is consciousness. But the problem is, they say it is a changing consciousness. That is Kshanika Vijnanam. In Visishtadvaitam, they try to solve the problem by talking about two consciousness. Consciousness as a substance and also as an attribute, substantiative and attributive consciousness. But both consciousness are real in Visishtadvaitam. Guna Chaitanyam and Guni Chaitanyam they call. Whereas in Advaita, we talk about only one Nirguna Chaitanyam. And any other perception is only Mithya, Chidabhasa Rupaha. So this Chidabhasa is the unique idea which differentiates Advaita from all other systems of philosophy, including Dvaitam and Visishtadvaitam. In Visishtadvaitam, Chidabhasa is not accepted. In its place, they have Guna Chaitanyam, called the attributive consciousness, which they call Dharma Bhuta Jnanam. And anyway, what we say is, Atmanaha Swarupa Chaitanyam Nityam is the essence of all the mantras. And 23rd and 30th mantra are often quoted by Acharya. And we will see only the word meaning of the 24th mantra, Jigrahi. Jigrati means to smell. Earlier, Pashyati was used, that is for, to see. Here, Jigrati, to smell. In 25th mantra, Rasayate means to taste. 26th, Vadati, to speak. 27th mantra, Shrunoti, to hear. 28th mantra, to Manute, to think. And 29th mantra, Prishati, to touch. Prishati. And 30th mantra, Vijanati means to know. So in all these, we have two drishtis, two types of smelling, two types of thinking and all that. One is Vyavaharika touching and another is Paramarthika touching. Chidabhasa touching the world is Vyavahara touching. And Chit, consciousness touching the mind, is Paramarthika touching. One is Savikaram, another is Nirvikaram. Savikaram is Anityam and Nirvikaram is Nityam. This is the development in all these mantras. Since the meanings are same except for the only differences in the various actions, we just summarize them all together. We will see mantra 31 next week. Yo vedadau swara prokto vedante cha pratishtitaha tasya prakriti leena sayaparasamaheshwaraha Sri Krishna arpanam stutnalaka.